Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the conference call of Zhongde Waste Technology AG in the association of Zhongde's half-year results, which is now starting. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. May I now hand over to Mr. William Wang, CFO of Zhongde Waste Technology AG.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is William Wang, the Executive Director and CFO of the Zhongde Waste Technology AG. I would like to welcome you to our conference call on the occasion of our financial result Q2 and H1 of  2010. In the following, I will give you a brief outline of Q2 and H1 of 2010 and the current positioning of Zhongde Group. After the presentation, our Chairman and CEO, Mr. Chen Zhifeng, and I are delighted to answer your questions during the Q&A session. Now, please have a look at the agenda, page three. First, you will get a short overview of Zhongde and our business segment. Then I will present you the financial result of Q2 and H1 of 2010. Afterwards, I will provide you with some information about current trends in the Chinese waste disposal market, the main facts of concerning Zhongde's current strategic focus and outlook. Now, please turn to page four about Zhongde. Then page five. This is our Zhongde mission statement: clean the future with technology. Zhongde dedicates to the optimization of the global environment. Now turn to page six. Zhongde is one of the leading players of energy from waste industry in China. Our business model is European technology plus Chinese price plus global service. In Q2 and H1 2010, EPC and BOT projects are the two main business segments. Zhongde has completed more than 200 waste disposal projects since foundation in 1996. The above projects located in 13 provinces. In H1 2010, Zhongde has four EPC and four BOT projects in construction. On the technology field, Zhongde is the owner of 13 patents and has R&D and production facilities based in Beijing and Fuzhou. Now turn to page seven. This slide shows you the Zhongde Waste Technology AG organization charter. Mr. Chen acts as the Chairman of the Board of Directors of Zhongde. I act as the Executive Director. Mr. Zhifeng acts as the Chairman of the Supervisory Board. Mr. Luo Qishen acts as the Vice Chairman of the Supervisory Board. Mr. Quan Hao acts as the member of the Supervisory Board. Now turn to page eight. Here, you will have an overview of how our project is conducted. Zhongde covers the whole value chain of the energy from waste. This means that we start working in design and energy engineering phase, construction the plant, and offer after-sales services. We even go as far as to deliver EPC plants or operate the plants by ourselves. This shows that we have the multiple revenue streams from equipment sales to EPC, BOT, and BOO project. In the future, we can make money from receiving waste disposal fee and selling the energy produced in our BOT energy from waste plant. Next slide, I will explain why Chinese energy from waste market is an attractive market. Now turn to page 9. Now I will show you the financial result of Q2 and H1 of 2010. The highlights of Q2 and H1 of 2010. First, better operating performance of Q2 2010 versus Q2 2009. Revenue increased by 15% to 11.3 euro million. EBIT increased by 59% to euro 1.1 million. Order intake strongly increased from 1 million euro in Q2 2009 to 25 million euro in Q2 2010. Order backlog went up by 36% to 188 million euro. Second, better balance sheet of Q2 2010 versus end 2009. Cash position improved by 6.8% to 119.5 million euro. Shareholders' equity increased by 17.7% to 142 million euro. Third, Datong project is regarded as model green plant in China. The Datong project is Zhongde's first large-scale EPC project. It is operating smoothly and has passed the off-gas test, which was performed by government authority in China. The energy from waste plant has been visited by many high-ranking officers of China, central government and Shanxi province authorities, as well as Chinese and foreign partners and potential clients. This EU standard energy from waste plant is regarded by these high-ranking officers as the model green plant for the green economy of China. These visits received heavy media coverage, which has created an excellent reputation and image for Zhongde Waste Technology AG, both in China and in other countries. Now turn to next page. Revenues increased by 15% in Q2 2010, although the revenues in Q2 2009 was greatly amended from 8.2 million euro to 9.8 million euro in view of the retrospective application of IFRIC 12 to BOT project. As a result, Zhongde revenue has a very good result in Q2. This increase came from 3 BOT and 2 EPC projects. Zhongde management is striving to explore new energy from waste domestic and international market, and we will sign more EPC and BOT contracts within 2010. Turn to next page. The operating results for the second quarter of 2010 was not only well above that of the first quarter, but was also better than the operating results achieved in Q2 2009. In Q2 2010, gross profit was 2.6 million euro, which was almost the same amount as in Q2 2009. Although the gross profit in Q2 2009 was amended from 2.2 million euro to 2.6 million euro because of the new accounting process. Earnings before interest and tax, that means EBIT, strongly increased by 59% to 1.1 million euro. Q2 2009, the number is 0.7 million. Although the EBIT in the Q2 2009 was also admitted for the same reason. In Q2 2010, 0.3 million euro net profit was almost the same as the 0.3 million euro net profit in Q2 2009. The 2009 figure also amendment because for the accounting standard of BOT project. EBIT increased primarily due to low selling and distribution and other operating expenses. The EBIT margin in Q2 2010 is 10%, which is better than the 7% EBIT margin of Q2 2009. Turn to next page. The result of the first half year 2010 could not match the result of the first half year 2009 because of the poor Q1 2010 and the better H1 2009 result, which is amended in view of the new accounting policy to BOT project. However, the order backlog and cash position in H1 2010 are better compared to H1 2009. The order backlog still strong, increased by 36% to 187.8 million euro year on year, although it also admitted for the same reason. Turn to the next page. At the end of the first half of 2010, almost all items of the balance sheet are better than those items at the end of the 2009. In particular, the net cash position as at end of June 2010 has improved. Although the company continue its buyback program, Zhongde cash position improved by 6.8% from 111.9 million euro as December 2009 to 119.5 million euro. As one of Zhongde risk avoiding measures, the majority of cash and cash equivalents was transferred into China and converted into RMB. Considering that RMB long-term appreciation tendency against the major currency such as euro and US dollar. The appreciation of RMB against the euro in H1 2010 improved the cash position of Zhongde. The shareholders' equity increased by 13.7% to 142 million euro. The company maintains a very strong equity ratio of 86%. With the strong cash position and equity ratio, Zhongde maintains flexibility in the fields of investment and financing on the background of the remaining influence of international financial crisis. Turn to next page. Zhongde shares was quoted at 15 euro at end of the second quarter, which was 24.5% higher than the previous year's closing price. It therefore developed considerably better than the market as a whole in the first half year of 2010, with market leading index DAX and SDAX appreciating by just 0.1% and 10% in the same period. Looking at the second quarter on its own, the Zhongde share depreciated by 13.3%, and therefore performance worse than this indicate. Zhongde share closed at €13.1 on August 9th. Turn to next page. Now, let's look at Chinese waste disposal market. Energy from waste is the key element of the waste management solution in China. Alternative waste disposal methods like dumps and landfills, which are predominant in China, bear the risk of leakage and toxic emissions, which cause the second pollution. Energy from waste has two major advantages compared to dumps and landfills. At first, the energy from waste disposal method needs less space and has much less negative environment impact. And second, a very positive effect of the waste to energy is the generation of byproducts such as electricity, hot water, steam, and bricks. That is why we call it energy from waste. Now turn to the next page. The essential growth drivers for the development in China are as following. The growing amount of municipal waste generated by the growing population in China. The shortage of existing waste disposal facilities. The determination of Chinese government to improve environment. The central government has put energy from waste into its coming new five-year plan. And finally, favorable policies of some provinces and financial institutions for energy from waste project. As you have seen, the market circumstances are very positive for Zhongde business. There is a lot of potential for future growth, and we want to participate in this promising market. Turn to next page. This page will just show you the relevant Chinese environmental laws and regulation, which is very positive to energy from waste market in China. Turn to next page. Here is an overall of our current BOT project. Phaeton Zhoukou, Kunming, and Xianying. Now, turn to the next page. The outlook of Zhongde. Page 22. Zhongde's strategic target is to strengthen our position in the Chinese energy from waste industry. Within our growth strategy, we focus on large-scale energy from waste BOT and EPC project. We plan to expand our market position and technological expertise. With BOT project, we want to increase and secure the recurring revenues. In order to gain the market leadership in all segments of the energy from waste market in China, we plan to increase production capacities and geography coverage within the countries. For large-scale projects, we are looking for further strategic partnership with international companies. Turn to next page. Zhongde Waste Technology AG wish to be the McDonald in the energy from waste industry. So next time, when everybody mentioned the Zhongde's energy from waste plant, it maybe looks like that standard project model. Turn to next page. Based on strong engineering team, Zhongde now has the excellent R&D capacity and is the owner of the 13 patents. Turn to next page. The above strategy for further growth ensure that the midterm and the long-term outlook will remain positive. First, the international finance crisis and global recession continue to impact the Chinese and the international market in the financial year 2010. The economy development is expected to remain considerably uncertain. However, the driver of the national economic recovery continued to be to gain pace, with the GDP reach RMB 8,058 billion in 2010. The economy expected to benefit further from the favorable economic background and the government supporting policy from environment-friendly waste disposal, as well as from the growing demand for its energy from waste project both in China and other developing countries. According to Chinese central government new plant, the percentage of the waste harmless disposal will reach 8% in China and even to reach 95% in the 36th capital city of the province. Every county city is required to have at least one waste disposal facility. The city can adopt energy from waste clean technology when the lake of the land resource and heat value of the waste is high enough. The above mentioned tendency ensure high growth potential, which will bring the heavy, healthy and strong order backlog of Zhongde. The strong increase in order backlog indicates potential growth of the revenues in the current financial year and the coming years. The EPC gross profit margin will remain about 25%. Also, the BOT project gross profit margin during the construction period will stay at a high level at about 25%. This Zhongde BOT and EPC project will generate more revenues and profit in 2010. Datong Energy from Waste Plant is operating smoothly, which strengthens the reliable image of Zhongde Energy from Waste Technology and Construction Management. Strong cash position ensures our flexibility in the future. We also consider the international energy from waste market as very attractive for our companies. With hard-working professional management team, we are very confident to increase value for our shareholders. So that's all for the presentation. And the next coming pages, you can see the pictures of our EPC and BOT project. Please turn the page one by one. 27, this is our Datong EPC project. Page 30, that is the Phaeton project. Page 31, also the Phaeton. Page 32, this is the Zhuchen EPC project. Page 34, this is the Kunming project. Page 35, this is the Zhaodong EPC project. The page 36, this is Jianning project. Page 37, this is the Dingzhou EPC project. Page 38, this is the Zhoukou BOT project. So now on, we are entering to the Q&A phase. Operator, Mr. Chen and I would like to answer the questions from our audience.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Your questions will be answered by Mr. William Wang, CFO, and Mr. Sefeng Cheng, CEO of Zhongde Waste. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. I will announce your name when it's your turn to ask a question. In case you wish to cancel your question, please press the pound sign. Mr. Jerome Dux from Green Reagan would like to ask a question. Well, now he hung up. So if you want to ask a question, please press star 1. Mr. Martin Decott from Close Brothers Seidler, may we have your question, please? Mr. Decott, your line is open.
Oh, yes, excuse me. I haven't opened it. Yes, hello, Mr. Wang, Mr. Sefeng. Very nice to talk to you. I would like to refer to your statement regarding partnerships in the international context. You said you are looking for partnerships with international companies. And in this context, it's also interesting to see that you have that you have ADRs listed in the U.S. stock exchange, and not on, for example, the alternative investment market in London or somewhere else. Do you pursue any strategic goal in the U.S. besides broadening your exposure to U.S. investors?
Okay, so the ADR program is our company want to let the U.S. investor to be more convenient to buy our shares. So this provided the facility for U.S. Investor. Our target is let more international investor to know Zhongde is a very good company for the waste-to-energy project in China and also in the international market.
Okay, so it, there are still no plans maybe to, for example, to cooperate with an U.S. company?
We are discussing the possibility to cooperate with the U.S. company. But now on, we haven't signed any agreement. If we sign such agreement, we will announce to the public at first time.
Okay. And may I ask another question regarding your patents? You said you own 13 patents. Are these worldwide, or in which countries do these patents valid?
Up to now, we are exploring the international market, that's including the Asia, Middle East, and the other developing countries. Just as I mentioned, up to now, we haven't signed any contract. If we sign anyone, we will publicly release that information.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for your question.
Mr. Jeremy Hicks from Green Dragons, may we have your question, sir?
Yes, good morning, Mr. William Wang. Good morning, Mr. Cheng. Speaking to you from Hong Kong. I have, and my colleagues, a number of questions, if that is okay. The first one is on page 6 of your presentation. And you say there that you have R&D production facilities in Beijing and Fuzhou, but we know that there has been no progress on the building of the Beijing headquarters. And this has been delayed now for more than 1 year. And I wonder if you could comment on why the delay has been so long, and when we can expect that the headquarters will be completed and that the manufacturing plant will also be completed.
Okay. As you know, Zhongde, before, we are the manufacturer of the small to medium incinerator, right? And from last year, we transfer to do the general contract as the EPC and the BOT. So the original plan for the Beijing's production base is to increase our production of small to medium size incinerator production. Due to the changing of our strategy, now we are negotiating with some international energy from waste companies trying to set up some joint venture in Beijing to produce some important part of energy from waste equipment. So that plan, you know, it depends on the contract we signed by the potential partners of international companies. So that's the reason why we delay to finish the Beijing facility.
So can you give us, because you say on your presentation you have production facilities and R&D in Beijing, but that is probably not the case until you complete this construction. And also, is it not important to give investors a guideline, as you did before last year, that this has been delayed, or when we can expect the construction to be finished?
According to our plan, right, the facility may well be finished at end of this year or the early half year of next year, right? Although the R&D facility in Beijing haven't been finished yet, right? But our R&D center in Fuzhou is working smoothly, and also in Beijing, we cooperate with some very famous university in Beijing, so the program is still going on, although the facility in Beijing will be finished a little bit late.
Because this leads me on, if we're having such delays in the construction of your headquarters and production facilities in Beijing, are you experiencing similar delays with the construction of BOT and EPC projects in hand at the moment?
This is the different situation if we're talking about the BOT and EPC program,
yes.
Right? The R&D facility delayed because we already changed our strategy and our plan for this R&D facility and the manufacturing site, right? But for the EPC and the BOT project, we are according to our plan to going to do this construction, although sometimes because the approving process of local government sometimes will delay our progress.
Are there any indications you can give on the ongoing constructions, which ones have been delayed and which ones are running up to speed? So if we talk about Sucheng or Zhaodang or Jingzhou.
Okay. So the Feiten BOT project, we plan to finish in the second half of this year. So within this year, we plan to finish this Feiten BOT project. And also, the Zhoukou project, we plan to finish also this year. And the Kunming BOT project, we plan to finish that project in 2011. And also the Xianning project, we will finish in 2011. The other project is, just on the timetable.
So we can expect Beijing and Suzhou to be completed this year?
We can. It will
okay.
be finished in this year.
Thank you very much. And then is it okay I just ask two more questions that I thought? One is on the share buyback program, which you mentioned in your presentation on the share buyback program, but in fact no shares have been bought back since February this year, and the price now is below, is at the €11.50, is below the levels that you were buying back the shares earlier in the year. So can we expect that share buyback program to continue now?
Everything is possible because we have the buyback program, right? But that depends on the share price tendency, right? Up to now, because the quarter two, and we have a better result than the quarter one, right? So we're very confident that the coming quarter will be better.
I see, because it's just a question, if you thought the shares were good value to buy back in February, they were higher than they are today. Today they're only 11.50, so I was going to ask that. And also, on the cash position, and you say most of the cash is now held in RMB in China. How is this held? Is this held just in short-term bank deposits?
Yeah, we have some short-term deposits in China, so we can get more incomes from bank. if we compare that to the current account.
Right. So I see this, yes, just on that cash and equivalents. That's it. But nearly all this is held now in RMB in cash.
Yeah.
Not in shares. Would you consider, because you've got so much cash at the moment and you're adding to cash, and it seems there's quite a backlog of orders which are not being completed, would you consider distributing that cash, some of that cash, to shareholders?
The dividend policy, right, we will, have some proposal at end of this year, right? But, because we will sign more BOT contract and EPC project contract, right? So we expected we will spend more money on our project because, this will generate more profits and cash in the long term for the shareholder, right? So we think this is the better for the shareholders' value.
Yes, well, I hope so. Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Wang.
You're welcome.
For further questions, please press star 1. There are no further questions at the moment, Mr. Wang.
Okay, thanks a lot, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, Mr. Jerome Hicks has another question. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon. It's Lawrence Frader calling from Green Dragon Fund. I have a question on revenue guidance. Will it be higher this year and next than last year? What can you tell us on this?
Of course, the international finance crisis, right, still have some influence in the Chinese market, but our management team, right, have the confidence at least we will be as good as last year.
At least as good as last year.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
At the moment, there are no further questions, Mr. Wang.
Okay, thanks a lot. So that's all for this conference call. Thanks a lot for everyone.
We want to thank Mr. William Wang and Mr. Stefeng Chiang for all of the participants of this conference. Goodbye.
Goodbye.